the expression contemporary halakhic problems with respect to tzniut is an interesting one. There's no question that tzniut has been a problem forever. However, there is a contemporary dimension to it, which will become clear as we progress. The entire shiur is based on one passage in the Gemara, in Brachas, Chavdal Amud Aleph. It should be in the Mar Makomos, page 1. The Gemara rattles off 4 dinim in a row. Tefach Pisha Erva, Shof Pisha Erva, Kol Pisha Erva, and Seher Pisha Erva. That's the topic of today's shiur, that's all. So we'll try to talk quickly and cover the main areas of these halachas, although clearly we cannot cover all of them. The Gemara says, Tevach Pisha Erva, Lemai. Do you mean that one may not stare at a tefach which is revealed in the body of a woman? But even a pinky. That's the Gemara. So before we go any further, let's understand that the word istaklus has different levels in istaklus. The Gemara earlier in Brachas, and that the days of the days derived the Easter of istaklus of Elos Asur Achrei Enechem. We say it every day. Whereas the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Avchav, Amud Aleph derives the Easter of istaklus from the pasuk v'nishmarta mikoldov harah. So the stir, two different makor. So the smack. Sefer Mitzvot Katan says in Mitzvah Lamed, Rav Moshe, the Chassadik Devroch, and Igrit Moshe, I think it's on the Ma'am Makom, in Eben Ezer, Schelik Alas Simon and Vav, with Mechavim Vidas Atmo, to the Smach. They're really two different Allah. If a person is Mitzaka L'Shem Znut, then he's in violation of the Surah Rei Nechem. That's the Gemara that says the Farish, on that good day, that is the problem to which the pasuk refers. And for this reason, if an individual is mistakel l'shem znut, then he's on violation already from the moment of the istaklus on the east of Los Asura Perenes. However, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is not referring to a person who's mistakel l'shem znut. He's no intention of znut, he's not going to do znut, maybe it's impossible to do znut, whatever, that's not what we're discussing. One day of the Easter, to look in the context of the Gemara in Asefta Avodah Zarah, it's a different story. He's in a violation of an Ishmartim he called Dovara, which the Gemara there says in the same daf, that a person is not only prohibited from certain kinds of Isakas, but even certain kinds of Yehurim. Lo Yahara, the Bayom, Bayom, the Tumma, Balaila, at the Mokka for the Easter of Atzah Zerah Levatola, whether it's even Mazed, it's one Madrega, the Shogig of Ahon, it's a different Madrega. But that's what the Gemara there is discussing. So they might have Kamina, could be this muscle, be that muscle, what's the difference? The Easter is an Easter anyway. No, they're on Afkamina. Rav Moshe comes up with an Afkamina like this, two Afkamina. And that's simply comes up with an Afkamina, which is relevant to something which I remember when I grew up with this kind of a phenomenon. We were told by our Rebbeim, or we saw signs and placards, and to do certain activities is Yahar Valyava. Ooh, this is Yahar. If you do a certain kind of an activity, it's Yahar Valyava. So I guess we have to chuckle a little bit. This is Yahar Valyava. So the answer is yes, maybe it really is Yahar Valyava. Because as you know, Gili Arayit, one of the Gimel Aver, Tachamor Shalem, Nema Yahar Valyava. And many of you shouldn't have applied it. Some of you are Gili Arayit, probably with all the Duak, it's the expression called Abiz Raya, the Gimel Aver, Tachamor, including Gili Arayit. And this kind of istaklus, the shame is nuz, since by looking at the woman in this kind of a fashion and having intention that this should lead to immorality, is nuz, mamish, so the istaklus itself is a zabizrayu, the gilia right, but which will be a hard vayavar. As opposed to the case of an individual who is mistakel, shalola shame is nuz, although it's also because of the halacha of the shmata be called avara, so Rav Moshe writes, and that shiva would not be in the violation of it, it would not be a hard vayavar. He could do it if he could be the choice of doing that or being killed. That's nafkamina number one. That's a rare nafkamina. It's interesting, fundamental aspect. That's not practical too much. Day to day basis. A much more practical aspect of Moshe has in a different tshuva. In Siman Samech Tet, in Chelik Ebenezer, Chelik Aleph, which is, what about a woman? Is a woman involved? Is she prohibited from doing these things, activities, or not? Yes or no? There are marshes that it depends. If it's the Easter of his stock of the shame, Znus Avada. Znus is an Easter on the man, Easter on the woman. There'd be no distinction from the perspective of his stock of the shame, Znus between man and woman. However, if you're discussing his stock of, which is not the shame, Znus, which is only prohibited because of what process? But the Shemarta, because of a raw, which is basically fundamentally, it's because of Zerah Levatolah, so not shy by a woman. Physically, so therefore it would not apply. He discusses, yeah, I don't want to know today, if you mentioned the thing we discussed before Shia today, movies. I think there'd be certain movies, he writes there that the man would not be allowed to go, and the woman may be allowed to go. It's not really about Znus, it's really Znus, at least it's Znus. I mean, don't underestimate the power of movies. You know, you read it for the paper, the movie's called Gilead Arayah, isn't it called Shvichas Domin? Not so much about Avodah Zorah. So they haven't been able to do that yet. To convince people to become Christians with movies, they haven't been so successful. But to get them to do a Gilead Arayah, Shvichas Domin, the favorite. They tell you, why'd you kill him? Well, you know, I saw the movie, and he did this, and I just acted it out. Why did you do this act of, you know, honest and certain? Well, I just read this, and I saw it in the movies, and I acted it out. So, honest. Whatever, I'm not an expert in the names of the film. But that's where Moshe says, the favorite. Because Mamash leads his news. He leads the Doraisa. For man or woman to see the movie. You're hard about Yahweh to see the movie. Mamash, this is what they tell us when we were growing up. If it leads to that, it's true. It's your hard about Yahweh. But if it's not a matter of that, it's visually has problems. It's certain things that people shouldn't be seeing. So what? So maybe the man shouldn't be seeing, because it may lead to Zerah Levatolah. Maybe the woman's allowed to see it. That's where Moshe writes, not true. Okay, fine. What about Yitzchak's Be'etzba Ketana? What kind of thing is that? That's the case of what's called Mechaven Lehonos. I don't know, Yitzchak's Be'etzba Ketana, the Hashem's Nus, it's a little bit difficult to imagine. But he likes to look through the pinky. So that's what's called Yitzchak's Lehonos. It's a Shulchan Aruch, that's the Ferish, and Heaven as a Simon Chafal. That's only the Shem Hano. That's the Yitzchak's Algamos. It's based upon the Shmarta. I don't know. People get the kicks from different things. You're going to look at a pinky. I don't understand, but that's the way it is. If he has Kavanah L'Shem Hano, so that's his business. So it's going to be also fine. The impression you get is that if some of the Stakel Shalo L'Shem Hano, that the Espektana is Mutter. Because the Yitzchak is only an Yitzchak L'Shem Hano. Now, by the Espektan itself, fine, that's a big deal. However, the Paulson do say, the Rav Moshe is in a different shuvah in Chelek Arachayim, Chelek Aleph Simen Mem, that to look at a different part of the woman, even though it's what we call the Chelek HaMagulim Shevagubah, let's say her face, for example, would be prohibited if there's a reasonable chance that it's going to lead to a stockless L'Shem Hano. Man stands at a woman long enough, so Lord, if it starts out being Shalom L'Shem Hano, so then it would be Mutter like the pinky. But if he continues long enough, then it may lead to a Stakel L'Shem Hano. And that would be a prohibition. But he says, even therefore, you shouldn't. Talk about Rav and Shiloh, when the Shiloh people stop. Depends, you know, some don't look at all because they're afraid they're going to come to that Easter. Of L'Shem Hano. But Mikir Adin, it's Shalom L'Shem Hano, but Mavra Magula Shavo, this is permissible. Fine. However, he says in the Tshuva, if it's Mokam Shadakal Yat Machusa, a place which ordinarily is covered, then forget it. Then his stockless is Osir, even Shalom L'Shem Hano. Period. Okay, so we have three levels, right? Sakas Hashem Zuz, the words, the Sakas Hashem Anor, in between, and the Sakas Shalol Hashem Anor. Fine. Rashi says, it's got right in front of you, the Stakuliba in Asia's issue. Practically, the garden in Simon Ayin Hay and the Mishpat of the Scotland's Ayin, what do you mean? Asia's issue. It's Luya's mother. You know better than that. And it's talking about the Mitzvah of the Parish of Gemara. Right there in Avodah Zarah. That's a good kasha. The only way to answer is, I'm suggesting to Rashi, is that it's not a special dish, it's always going to be open. With it's not a special dish, I can find you a case where it's Muslim. Who knows the case? Yeah? That's right. He has to get married. The Shulchan Aruch says that if a person wants to get married, then the stakel there of snus is up there anyway. But the stakel to see if she looks pretty is mutter. The livdok yofia. That means to see if she's pretty. That's mutter. So therefore, Rashi, who wants to give a case with us, always he gave Asia fish. But the chora by Pinoy would also be us if it wouldn't be for the purpose of marriage. It's one of the reasons that I'm on record many times as being, even though I was called paranoid for this year, against the entering into the social scene without the top list of marriage. One of the reasons is this. I mean, you can go after your blindfolds on. I mean, it's a little bit not polite. So that's the story. So the question, of course, becomes, and how can you imagine it for the purpose of marriage? If it's an Issa Daraisa, what? What is the over Issa Daraisa for marriage? A mitzvah above there? What's going on with Shach? So I thought of the following Shach. The question is that the boy is meeting the girl, and he wants seeing how pretty she is, so he's interested in marrying her. But meanwhile, while this is going on, he could be Nifshalin, Minishmarta, Yavol, and Tumah Balayla. Things can happen. So how you the Issa Daraisa just in order to get married? That's the kasha. So I thought the answer is as follows. The nature of the Issa is, we said before, ultimately the Tzor Zera Levatola. Now Levatola means for no reason. But however, if there's no alternative, there's no other way for the individual to get married in the time for Ruhu, etc., then maybe it's not labeled as Levatola. We have a couple of examples of this. Number one, the Gemara Yevamos Ayin Vav says that if a man is a shayla p'suah daka, he will not actually do a motzi zera b'fez mamish b'mezes, mamish b'mezes, to see if he's mutar lo b'kol or not. How can that be? He must have, but the ends justify the means. What's going on? So the answer, that's not called levatola. That's not levatola, because it's not for that tzaddik, they won't let him marry, and nothing's going to happen. So this way, he'll do his tzaddik, and if he passes the test, so then they'll be able to marry and then have a family. And that'll be ultimately the proper thing to do. So therefore, it's not considered levatola. That's what the poskim say. Shadling one up, I invoke. And by the way, the later poskim of other cases, sperm tests. They have to, the doctors do these tests nowadays for fertility. So the many poskim compare to the Gemara in Yevamos Ayin Vav. They're not the certain things. Because what do you mean levatola? They haven't done this test, and they won't be nothing. Can't have any kids, so they have to check the various, the chemistry there to figure out what to do. So they give different drugs. That's not labeled as levatola. Interestingly, Rav Moshe is a tshuva, a little bit of a different way, a different Indian. He's talking about the Indian of birth control. As an Ebenezer Chelik Aleph from the Psalm of Gimel, he says that it's just a kana for her. So then, but he calls Moch as also, even though the seed of Moch is a shadow of what would now be considered a shadow of Levatola. Not Levatola over here! Because since she's a Tristakona, so she cannot become pregnant, and he's clear to be kind of Mitzvah's owner, but it's not labeled as Levatola. There's some other woman to be called Levatola, but in this case, it's not called Levatola. So Levatola has some kind of measure of context built into it. I thought that on this basis, we could suggest that if the man has to check the woman out to see if she's pretty, and the Gemara says in Kiddushin, you have to say, you have to look at her, Chassidim notwithstanding. So therefore, whatever he looks, as much as he looks, it's not called Levatola, and it'll be called the Minigamokim. So now by the man of Chassidus, they meet for 20 minutes. If he's had meat for 25 minutes, a shalaf, and I don't know, he might be an issue. But, that's the minhag hamokom. So that's why I say over here too, I have to argue with what's printed these days, that to go out for a year is not something which we shouldn't do. Not something which we should insist on. I guess you don't read the paper. So, it's the paper that I read. So the whatever that we have to establish minhag hamokom is something which is more plausible minhag. So it depends on the time and on the place. If Rabbanim say you have to go out seven times a week, with the Moshe Big Zechatagar of a Paskin, so you have to go out seven times. Maybe the last three times really wouldn't have to be called the Vatola. No. And even after if you're engaged, the whole tilpul in the Paskin, if you look at it, if you're kala, so you can't look. So you're ready, you know you're getting married. So, that's the minute completed. They get engaged and then they go off to Europe with Eretz Yisrael. The discussions of some statements between Mutter and Achakach at Mutter, that's the whole question, like, Ishto Nida, and Alaka. So I thought the reason one of the Svach Pahatha would be that's the way it is. And now I'm also that the minute is not to separate them entirely after the engagement. So that's the minute which you have to follow to be able to maintain the relationship. So the male is no shah, it's not called the Vatala. That's what I thought. Anyway. Now it's your name. So there are three kinds of estakas. But there's also something which is called Riyah. Riyah is not estakas. You look in the Magen Avraham, it says Duchanim. He says like the estaka, the Deakohanim. He says over there in Kufkaf Ches that the estaka is to stare. That's the best translation. As opposed to look. Look. The post can quote it, the Ultra Post and Simon Chafal, they quote this from Rabban Avraham in the context of Yisrael Estakel by a woman. But Ria, that's what's called Ria Lefitumo. And that's okay. What do you mean it's okay? Well, what chat story is okay? It happened. Well, somebody hits your shadow, is it okay or not? Is it already after the fact? No. Could you put yourself in a place where you know it's going to come to a Ria Lefitumo? You know you're going to see it. All right, after you see, you'll turn away. But you know it's going to happen. Maybe you shouldn't go there at all. Because you're going to have inevitably going to have this riyah. That's the shara. So the Paul can assume that's okay. That's okay. What about the makomas ha-mechutin? We were discussing until now makomas ha-megulis. What about makomas ha-mechutin? So the Mishnah Brura in Simon Ayin Hay, Sistot Zayin, says in the name of the Prima Godim that even riyah lefituma was also the makomas ha Mechusim. How do you know Mechusim and Mechusim is worse than Mechusim and Mechulim? That's the Gemara when it comes to the Kavita. Because the Sabbath, you shouldn't walk past the women when they were doing the laundry. They didn't have washing machines in those days. They had to pick up their skirts and go to the water. They shouldn't ruin their clothes. And there would be these things you're not supposed to see. Things are usually covered. So that would be us, according to the Mishnah, even real if he's too much. Lechora, we can bring a riot to the Prima Godim from our studio. So the Gemara is discussing over here the question of Tefa to Isha Erba. The Gemara says, what's the case? They only found a case of what? Ishto the Kriyishma. That's the only case the Gemara came up with. We read the Gemara. The only case the Gemara came up with was Ishto the Kriyishma. Wait a second. If Riyah Ba'alma is Mutter B'Makam HaMechusa, why don't we say that Riyah Ba'alma is also the Kriyishma? Why limit it to a case of your own wife? Say it's everything. Riya ba'alma is mutter b'makom. If you take after Prima Godim, Riya ba'alma is mutter stam. This is called the tefach b'makom amachusa. But it's also during Krishna. That would have been a good interpretation, a good alternate interpretation. So the fact that the Gemara was forced to limit itself to Ishto, you might get the impression that the Prima Godim is correct. The Chazanish brings this right. And Simon says Zion, Sivkot and Zion, this could be built on the Mamakom. Except he says that he thinks that it's not the shot that real if Yitzuma was up. This Nayatma. The Chazanish says that experience has shown that even real if Yitzuma for a second, for a few seconds, in a Mokom, which is dark, Elias Machusa, can lead to his darkness. People are drawn at certain things, you know, that's the human nature. he'll start the real estate too, but we're going to end up in his tzavah. That's what he has to do with. Not shalatma, but a kind of a tziyon. This is the raya which the Chazon Ish brings to the chumra of the prima godam called by the Mishnah Berurah. However, the raya is refutable. The assumption of this raya is that b'shas kriyishma tefach would be also even Maria Valma. That's the assumption. The possibility is that it's mutter otherwise, and also b'shas kriyishma. If you look at Rabbi Yonah though, and Awadav, he says, seems like he's saying that it's mutter b'shas kriyishma. Rabbi Yonah seems to indicate that the only thing which is us, the Bishas Kriyashma, is Mistaka, of a Berea Ba'alma Musa, end quote. Fakes. So Beniona is Mati Mishas Kriyashma, so you can't draw a distinction between one and the other. Therefore, you must say it's referring to Ishto. Why? Because it's Taka from Maka Machusa, is us or another woman, even Shalom Bishas Kriyashma. Even Shalom Bishas Kriyashma. Riyas Muteres, even what? Even Bishas Krishma. So where do you have a distinction between Krishma and Shalom Bishas Krishma? It can only be aware by Stakas, by whom? By whom? The Ishto. The quote of any owner that has an Ishto's Raya is no Raya. Is no Raya. And now, contrary, you get the impression from Rabbi Yonah that Riyab Alma would be Mutter. Would be Mutter. That's one way to possibly reject the Raya of the Chazon Ish. To the prima godam. Another way to reject the raya is to assume that when it says the ishto the kriyishma, it doesn't mean only ishto the kriyishma. It means even ishto the kriyishma. Even enachinami for another woman, there would be would also be us the kriyishas kriyishma dap. The Chazon Ish himself raises these possibilities of refuting his raya. Okay, it's unclear. This the kula is unclear. We have three kinds of mitzvahs. And one thing called Riyah, and the thing of Riyah, the Rabbah Makusa, is unclear. The Prima Godam asks it, and there's a potential Raya from the Gemara, but the Raya has two ways in which it can be refuted. Okay. Now the Ramah, in Siman Ayin Hay, says as follows. In Tif Aleph, the Machabit says, Tevah Magula V'isha, you should have it. Tevah Magula V'isha, the Makam Shadaka L'chatosa, Filu V'ishto, also liquid Krishma Kenegra. Okay, so the Ramah v'yesh omim da'afka v'ishto ha'va v'isha acheret afilu povot mitefach ha've erva. Where does it come from? Where did the Ramah get it from? Where did he get it from? So the Gron, the Cotton Bays, and the Prima Godam, both are the same thing. So the Ramah's Raya was in this passion. Why did it say ishto the Kriyashma? It should have said stop, even by acheret. Why is there the Ishto? And apparently, he didn't want to say it means Af Ishto. This is what we suggested earlier. And apparently, he doesn't hold like a Rabbeinu Yonah. That it's talking about his status. And he does not hold like a Prima Godim. That Riyah Ba'alma is also Ba'acher. He's stuck. He didn't have any of the three possibilities. He came up with a fourth possibility. Namely, that the Shia Tefach is said by Ishto, but by Isha Acheret is also even when? Even? Less than the tefah. That's the chor of shatni in this Ramah. In this Ramah. Now, the machlokas in Mishnah Berurah is called dal. Bidyevet after the fact. A person read Krishna Kanega tefah v'isha. Is he yotze bidyevet or not? Prima Godam has different days. So the Prima Godam says again, if you'll say it's ma'akev, vayta uli vayapte v'isha. If it's not me'akev, so you have to say the ishto, because manashah, by another woman, it's also even shalom b'shas krishma. But if you can say it's me'akev, you're not even yotze krishma, then it makes sense why you're saying the krishma, because by krishma is an additional kiddush, namely that you're not even yotze the mitzvah. If you're not saying krishma, then obviously you cannot adduce this kiddush. So that's what he says. So from the fact that it says ishto, the Prima Godam says, you see, that it's not Miyakev. Had it been Miyakev, then it wouldn't be up to limited to Ishto, as the Prima Godam suggests. You see, it's not Miyakev. Of course, according to the other fruition which he suggested, there's another reason why I have to say the Ishto, so this Raya would not be a Raya. Fine. Atkan. So we've discussed so far the question of the three kinds of Itzakas, the one kind of Re'iyah, the question of Re'iyah, Bidmakam, Machusa, which is problematic. and the idea of Pachas Mitapa in the Ramah, and the question for the Yevon in the Mishnah Berurah in Ayin Hei Tifal. Okay. Let me go now discuss with you a Rambam. Is the Rambam on the Rambam? Open the Rambam, please. Look at Krishna, Sarah Gimel, Aloka Tezayin. Also, Likros Kineged or Erva Shiyamad Ponos. That means you have to turn around. Okay? Then he says a little later, it's called Guf for Isha Erva. The Fibach lo yistakel the Guf for Isha Kshukori, Afilu Ishto. Vimhoya Magula Tabach Migufa lo yikra Kineged. Period. What does that mean? Look, the Lost Rama is very tricky. The Lecha Mishnah there says that he holds the Hagos Maimini. Hagos Maimini is the source for the Ramah. The next page in the Ramah is Hagos Maimini, Paragimel. That Pochas Mitavach is utter even Bacheret, like the Ramah. And therefore the Ramah mentions the Shir Tepach where? With respect to whom? With respect to Ishto. Atan Lecha Mishnah. There's one letter which bothers me according to this chart. You find the letter. One letter. Which the what? What's the letter? What? The Vav is that. Which we got the wrong Vav though. The one afterwards. It says, Vafilu Ishto V'iv. According to Lachemish, what should it have said? Vafilu Ishto Im Hoya Megula Tafach Megufalei Kekenegda. That would have been the proper shot according to Lachemish. But according to, we have the Gerson Rambam, what does it say? Vafilu Ishto, comma. Then V'im Hoya Megula Tafach Megufalei Kekenegda. So that's not a tanashma, not like the Lecha Mishnah. Furthermore, did you notice the distinction in the verb in the Rambam? How he starts off one way and he moves to a different way? What did he say at the beginning? He said, Rambam said originally at the beginning of the halacha, has just like the Easter of the Stakos, right? Also the Stakel. And then it's lo yistakel begufa isha, right? See the word lo yistakel? And then it says lo yikra kenegda. See the Rambam? You have the Rambam? It's not there?
Yeah.
It starts lo yistakel, and it's lo yikra kenegda. Now that's a difference. There's a difference. Why did he change? Because kenegda means not also even if it's not yistakel. That's the pasuk shot. You're not staring at it. She's right in front of you. So I thought the pshat was, and I found this later, this pshat, the table called Beit Boruch. It's the same written by the Rabbi Yom and Akkadis, Rabbi Yom and Zubah from B'nai Brach, and the Chayodim. So the Chavis, the Dato of Gedola. But the Rama learned that Mistakel is usher, even less than the Tefer. Even the Ishtar. That's what I thought. Simple regular Rama. Then he says, if you're not in the stakel, you're just a Kori Kinegda, and you're not in the stakel, then there's any Shir of Tefach. But the Shir of Tefach was not said by the stakel. The Shir of Tefach was said in a case where he's not in the stakel, just Kori Kinegda. I the left the Mishnah's Kasha from the Gemara. He learns the Ishta, the Krishna, me, the Fil of Ishta. We already saw that possibility. The left the Mishnah himself suggests that if you look carefully there, he suggests that possibility. The Bach. Also, a Simonai and Hay suggests that Ishto means Afilu Vishto. Except the Bach came up with the conclusion that Mitzakel Shalola Shemano is Mutter Pochot Mitzefa Afilu Bacher. That's how the Bach understood. That's how we understood. Otherwise, Simonai Shir Tefa Bacher. Why only the Ishto? That was the Bach's conclusion. But according to what we said, no, that comes at the reverse. The Mitzakel. The halacha is, it's also the Pachas Mitzefach, even the Ishto. And the entire Shir of Tefach is only said by what, Kvot Rambam? Kore Kenegdo, without Mitzakel. So that's a different interpretation than that of the Bach. Now, of course, according to the Bach, the way the Bach is a big maker, according to him, he sees that it's Mutal Istakel, Shalo L'Shem Hano, B'Pachas Mitzefach, B'Mekomas HaMechusim. That's what the Bach is saying. The Bach says what? What does the Bach say? One more time. What does the Bach say? The Mistakel Shalol L'Shem Hano is Mutter Pochot Mitefach Hafila Bacher, even Bishas Krishma, the Vada Shalom Bishas Krishma. There is one person who says not that way. Krishna will protect you from here or there. I don't want to call the person naive. I don't want Khalilah for me to say something, but that's only a dot yoke. Generally speaking, it's assumed that whatever's after, whatever is after, whatever is mutter, b'shas Krishma, is mutter at other times as well. That's like Krishma saving you. That's it's an interesting svara, but that's not accepted by the most Rova folks. According to what we said, maybe it's also mutter. Because the Rambam is asking it where? In Hilchos what? In Hilchos Krishma. So by Krishma it's after. It's stockless. Even Tochot Mitefa. But if it's Shalom B'Shat Krishma, right? Shalom B'Shat Krishma would be L'chora Mutter. L'chora be Mutter. Of course, the question becomes, why does the Gemara limit the din of Tevach Misha Erva Krishma? So you could say Tevach Misha Erva by a stock of Shalom B'Shem Anah 24 hours a day. Why Krishma only? So the answer L'chora is, that Enochinami, we're learning brachas over here, and the brachas is learning Hilchos Krishma. So they could have found a different area for which we passed in Tevach Misha Erva. One is the Hilchos Krishma by Pori Kenegda, and the second is by Estaklus Shalom Hashem Anah, also via Shir Tevach. The reason it's not mentioned before is the Gemara, but the Gemara is learning Hilchos Krishma over here. So Chad Mitzvei Gavnon, but there's two in Yonim for which we would have the Shir of Tevach. Alright, could be an Afimina, much more than. To you, it's not so much, a little enough to me. You know, you have to see. Well, I'm going to look there. It's going to be Stako, Shalom Hashem Anah, and it's going to be a particular ruler, and it's going to be Shalom Hashem, it's going to be Pachas Mitev. So that's an Afkamina thing, according to this. However, it could be another Afkamina, which is bigger, as far as the woman's dress is concerned. Let's say there's a certain boundary. We'll discuss boundary a little bit later. Which is the boundary between what's called Mokam Magula and Mokam Machusa. So the woman permitted to be Megala less than a tefach worth of the part which is ordinarily considered to be in the category of Mokam Machusa. What's the difference? So Lechaira, the Easter of the woman to be Megala is a function of the Easter on the man to be Mistaga. Shalom Hashem Anah. Shame on her, even if she doesn't go with a mask. I mean, it doesn't cover her gloves, it doesn't cover her pink. But the car, the shear depends upon what the man is prohibited to look at. Shalom, the shame on her. If you look at Rav Moshe and Chelek Aleph and Simon and Chest, and everyone has, you get the impression that it's Paul Bahatalia. That sneers is not to be Megala something which the Nisra of his stock on Shalom, the shame on her. This Machlokas, we thought that the Bach is the favorite maker, we thought also that the Nose of the Hokel. Might lead to an interesting conclusion with respect to the woman. Maybe she's Mutter Lagala also. Maybe. Oh. Now you have a case, very common. You go to a chatana, a bar mitzvah, and you're sitting at a table, if it is mixed feeding or whatever, and right opposite you, there's a woman who's improperly dressed. The tefach, the isha erva, right there. So what do you do? What do you do? So the Bir Halacha here in Siman Ayin Hey quotes at the Chayodam, brings the briar from this Rambam, that at Sima Sinayim work against the Groh. The Groh is over here that at Sima Sinayim would not work, the same as it wouldn't work connected Erva Mamish. We most of you shown in passing it wouldn't work. So too it wouldn't work connected Tevach Bisharv. In the Chayon is Mekel based on the Rambam. Why? What's the Tetha based on the Rambam? Because the Rambam is Loyi Stakel. You close your eyes and I'm a Stakel. But according to what we learned from Shat and Rambam, Rambam told you two dinim, right? One he said Loyi Stakel. Now what did he say? Loyikra Kinegda, even without the Stakel, I would see Arayah Fakir. Arayah from Rambam is Lechurma, not Lechula. When we learn Pshat Rambam, it's like Raya Lechum and Anakula, you cannot just close your eyes. Close your eyes, Kenegat Tevach Misha Erva would be prohibited. What's the Shaila? I'll leave out the Raya from the Rambam. What's the Esim Shaila when you close your eyes? The Chorah, it's a Lamda Shaila. Do we treat tefach v'ish erva like erva mamash, like the woman is mamash naked, which we assume that's going to be also for the moment? That's the goyin said. The only goyin says that tefach v'ish erva. Doesn't say tefach v'ish osu. It's tefach v'ish erva. The treat is erva mamash, so Timas and I wouldn't work. But no, it's just a chashash here. Like the Rabbeinu Yonah said. Rabbeinu Yonah said it's only a question of itzak. Ria ba'almas mutascha. Ria ba'almas mutas avada. And you close your eyes, less than Ria ba'almas mutas. So zilbat the taima. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. So presumably the goyim is not against Rabbeinu Yonah. He learned that it's erev and mamash. Closing your eyes won't help at all. So that's the question. Who's right? What's the din? So there's an unbelievable Ramah who says over here in Siman Ayin Hey, and then stop at the next page 216, I think, in your do you have the Mishnah Berurah here?
Yeah.
Ayin Hey. Is v'nireh midivrei harosh the tefach v'isha erva afilu isha acheret. Wow. Rak sheba'atma yecholo likros afafi shehi aruma. That's an amazing chumrah. It's an amazing chumrah that Ramo has. He got it from the Rosh. So the Mishnah Berurah writes over here, to the Kotten Chet, Avla Rashba, Choleg, it's wrong, Achronim said Rashba is right, and the Rosh never meant to disagree. What are they fighting about? How can the Ramah ask of it? The Chorat the Shaila. The Ramah holds what? That Tefach B'Isha is Erev Mamish. Erev Mamish, we can understand as an issue, even from one Isha to another. We can hear, connect Erev Mamish. But the Rashba says, what is that Erev Mamish? It's a Chashash hearer, it's not a hearer. Under normal circumstances, I don't want to get involved in some aberrations that have become today acceptable. But in the normal circumstances, there's no hero in the Isha Achat, Isha Acheret. So therefore, there's no problem. So therefore, the Rosh thought to say the Ramah is wrong, they're right. The Rashba is the Pharisee's is master. The Rosh never meant to be a Tazarit. That might depend, that child might depend upon this Nakudim. If that's the case, Atima Tanayim should work. A little bit strange. The Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkot Yud Aleph. In Sifkot Aleph, excuse me. In Sifkot Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah talks about closing your eyes, and he says really you should be machmir. Yeah, when it comes to the Chatzil, anyway, when it comes to the case of the Isha Keneged Isha, he's mekel. So he says the Rashba master and the Rosh never meant to ask it. The prima donna brings a riot from the fact that she can make a bracha when she's undressed. So it's not an erev mamash, and therefore it should come out a tima tanaim really should work. So again, this is a fundamental question: what's the nature of the tefach v'isha? Is it erev mamash, or is it a question of hearer? If it's a question of hearer, the chora closing your eyes should certainly work. We are the fitumo at the machlokes of any one with the others. Maybe the others are more afraid it's going to accommodate something else. But closing your eyes. Let's just say they're afraid to open your eyes. You're afraid to concentrate so much in closing your eyes, you only have to think about the word of Krishna. Or benching, as the case may be. Maybe that's what they're worried about. I don't know. A similar shout like this with respect to is a shout we had in my father's shtibu many years ago about a little girl. A 3-year-old girl came into shul once with a sleeveless dress for some. I still remember this was an old to-do. So she was a kanoim and came over to the rov the rov of the neshtibul and said, "Tash, what's going on over here? How can you allow this? What's going on?" So it was a whole shakla v'tarya. She's 3 years old. All the gemaras mishnayim, but the yimushan of yamechad is already ruya v'dia. Yeah. Ain't nothing amar to be alachas machmer. Be alachas machmer. That's over here. Tefach magula. He says, "I feel a bit tanami about gimel ve'elah." Came and she ruled a bia. Period. Chazanish is made. Says, "What? Come on! Why here with a girl 3 years old? What are you talking about?" So why is the Mishnah Berurah machmir? He didn't write to my husband Matthias to hear in a 3-year-old girl. No, I thought it was a pshadin. He gives himself ruled a bia. It's a halacha. So she's 3 years old. It's labeled as what? Erva. Labeled as erva. And the Chazanish said, no, depends upon the hearer. So, this also depends upon the same Shaila. The halacha lamaisa, I would have been makel it to give a tzar pshitas agro. The agro and sukkot and yud is makel that even by erev mamish it's mutter until the age of 12. Against Rambam on Tzivdal. But anyway, that's just a drawing of the tear. I wouldn't pass it that way. Just that tear. That's the Mishnah Brua sheet itself. What's the Mishnah Brua himself? The Chofetz Chaim that thought. What did he hold of the Shaila? Is it an erev mamish or is it a chashash shiru? It's a conflicting talking, no? On the one hand, it comes to a 3-year old yacht. That sounds like it's erev mamish. And then, when it comes to Atima Seinayim, he's not happy with it too much. Sounds like a yacht. And yet, when it comes to an Isha Cheres, he's matir. So the Chori has to come up with an interesting svar point to his side. That's an erev mamish with respect to men. You can hear. The Tefer Isha is an erev mamish. If it was Machmer, but only with respect to men, now with respect to another lady. That's what he seems to hold. Derek Aga, the Mechaber, in Sivov, is Matir Atim Esenayim, even for Erev Mamash. Woman is absolutely naked. And if you close your eyes, the Mechaber is naked. Naked. Quote the Rajman of Chalfayim with Bait. The case is with Erevos of the mind. Remember, under the water, that's a famous case there. So, question of Lidoro to Erev. So that the Rajbah is making. So the Magen Avraham knocks off the riot. It's different. Covered by water. Covered by water, so that's why it's mutter. If it wouldn't be covered by water, it would be so this is a little bit of a shver of all. Who cares water? The Mechaber doesn't sip, hey, Erev Bashashit for all, so usher. You'll have a woman and she'll be naked, but she's outside a glass. There's a total glass room. You have a glass machitza, huh? Glass machitza. So the Mechaber and Farish doesn't say, hey, that Erev Ashash is an Isha Gama. So what's the difference between Goli and not Goli? What's the difference between underwater or not? So I never understood it, and I found, again, in the favor of Binyamin Atadik, the Beis Baruch, he has the same kasha. Well, what's the difference if it's underwater? Who cares if it's a glass or no glass? So Magen Avraham is very shver. So it would come out, the Chora, that Atzima Seinayim, if closing your eyes, Manashah, either it helps or it doesn't help. If it helps, it should help even when it's not underwater. If it doesn't help, it should help even when it is in the water. There should be really no distinction. It's a very shver chilek. If it doesn't help, it's the Magen Avraham, because it's up and right from the Yerushalmi. What bothered the Magen Avraham? He was bothered, this is Mechaber against the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi and Baruch is, Yerushalmi is, I mean, the Yerushalmi is discussing a case of Tzoa, not Erev. But don't laugh, because the Gemara puts these two, compares them a little bit. The famous Rashba, Mizarvinu, Rasninu, that the Gemara puts the puzzle with them together. It's Lo Yerev B'Cherev B'Chitisa Tzea Tzepa, Lo Yerev B'Cherev B'Zovar, B'Shov Me'Acherecha, so the Gemara is next to one another. The Gemara is next to one another. But there are certain riots from one to another. When it came to the Tzoa, the Yerushalmi is quoted by the Mordechai, the Siman Ayin Vav, and Baruch said that if you see the Tzoa by Yom, it's off even by Laila. Period. Then you can't see it. And if that would be the case, if it's going to be Osir, it should be Osir even if it's underwater, even if it's behind the glass, it shouldn't make a difference. That's the positive side of the Gemara in Chav Beis and Beis with respect to Tzoa. Even though we pass from this, follow the Mosa Tzoa, some of them Komo, she loves it to Weva. If you follow Mosa Tzoa, Kinegdo, ain't a close of the Rosh. Not that it's right, it's Kinegdo. Why? The Rajapa says, Himushim lo Yerubacha, Zelo Ro ad Ato. Because if you didn't see it yet, there's no lo Yerubacha ad Azoma. The Chorus Kinegdo should apply by night, Kinegdo should apply, when is the glass, if it's Mutter, it's Mutter. But there's a svar to say that it's mutter when you don't see it, even if it's not put behind glass. Glass shouldn't make that much of a difference, or water shouldn't make that much of a difference. The svar. If you look carefully, the Rashi's lashon could be he does ask for the chatchila. He's only making the b'dievet. Let's not go into this cross now, but a little too detailed. Let's go to the next piece of Gemara. So this is the little behind our schedule for today. So Tova, we spent the we spent the whole time on the first word in the Gemara. Teva we share. We have three to go still. Shok. Alright, what's left? Shok, and coal and sail. Let's go quickly, see if we can cover all three. The Gemara says, Shalt Bish Erva. Quote the puzzle. So the Prima Donna made the Gavaldi Gakashi, an iron head. What do you mean, Shalt? You just got to the same Tepa. You just got Tepa Bish Erva, so Shalt should be consumed under the category of Tepa. What are you telling me new? That's a Merida Gakashi. They give three terus. One, Shalt is the Gemara's way of telling you the Kiddush of the Ramah, and I go with my minute, that less than a tefach the isha acher. The Gemara's merame is not chumra by saying the word shalt. You're pretty smart to figure that one out. But that's the first swamp shot. Her second shot is that shalt is mokom hirus fei, and it's answer even less than a tefach. And this is quoted in the halacha in the Mishnah Berurah because dynamic the back. That although less than tefach would be mutter on other parts of the body, not in the shoulder. So the special makom here is fake. Second shot. Third shot is the Rashba. The Rashba says, Kamash Malan, that shok is considered a makom mechusa, even though when it comes to men, it's not a makom tenu of ish. That's what he says. The average man does not cover with shok. That's what he says. And the Prima Gaudim says, that must be shot in the Mechaber. Mechaber never mentioned Shok as a separate din. If you would have held it one of the first two Terutim, you should have said a different din by Shok. Either by Acheres Poros B'Tefach or Shok B'Chal Poros B'Tefach. He never mentioned it. He must have liked the Rosh, but Tzaka not a new din at all. This time you see it. And Shok was considered the Mother Mechus. That's on the Prima Gaudim. Now with this background, let's approach probably the most important Mishnah Berurah of the day, which is the cotton bait. This is going to be tremendously halacha l'maaseh. The Berurah writes like this: Aval paneh yadeh v'yadeh. Which the Berurah said two tremendous kiddushim. The first kiddush is, which one we'll discuss first, is in the end. Is a certain thing called an objective error. Objective, I don't care, every single woman goes to Cleveland and every single woman goes to Shok, for glue, whatever that means, it's up to her anyway. What's a mother? It's a kiddush. You can't just make a kiddush like it's about the clear blue sky. So Mr. Brewer realized that he quoted actually three recurrents. First, Eliyahu B'Shem Arokeh, who's a Shara TNA. Then, Chayada. Then a Gemara. Suvas Ayan Bey. Behu Dat Yudis. Let's analyze the three riots one by one. So look at the Rokeach. The Rokeach is as follows. Tefach Vistara Obizro Sel Magulos Up. That's the Rokeach said. Said the other Rabba Rosaloma Hasba Derech Legalos Havi Yerba Dim Lokein Havi Bichlal Tefach. That's how the Eli Rovalam shot in the Rokeach. But he said, Tefa, or Droa, Magula, the title there is considered, even though Derek forgot. That's Eli Rovalam shot in the Rokeach. Whatever you could say, what's the right? I could have said it didn't shot in the Rokeach. He's like the Rajput said. He's telling you to share a piece of information. A Droa is considered to be in the category of Erev, maybe by a man in Fagula. We'll see later what draw is. Aleph. Or maybe even less than a Tevach Adafel, like the Bachta by the Shok. In other words, two out of shots of the Prima Gaudim might acquire Obiyah. It's not really a riot that's shot in the Rokeach. Oh, Chayadim is Chayadim. I can't argue with that. What about the Gemara Ksuv, Mitzayim Bey? Doctor, is it true? The Raya Berurah. Das Yehudis. Correct. Draw ten magulas to the ground for divorce, the Gemara says. So the woman is in violation of the Daf Yudis. I agree. But who said that that's true if everyone goes for magulas? Who said? That's not Gemara. The Gemara just is reporting a fact that at the time of the Gemara and the Mishnah that if a woman would go sleeveless, that would be considered a violation of Daf Yudis. What is Daf Yudis after all? What does the word Daf Yudis mean? Daf Yudis means, Rashi says in the Sefer Ksuvos, the Pharish, Minig HaNoshim, the minig of women is how they used to go. But what if the minig changes? That's the key question. The minute change over here. That seems to me to be my closest in the Mepharshim on the Rosh. Please take a look. You have a Rosh, I think, on the Maram Makom? Give a look. You have it there? The Rosh says on page 28, I think, goes over to the next page. Go to the bottom. There's a Dava Sharaga Liyot Mechus of Isha. The Rosh. Page 2 in the Makara. Excuse me. Page 2 in the Makara. So it says. That's Dava Sharaga Liyot Mechus of Isha. That's what we're talking about these attempts. If you look at the Divrei Chavudas, the bottom, look at the last line. He says, "V'losh ne'rashu ve'tosh le'smat le'tpona yadav ragleah." The talk of first, the shok ain't the chal ragleah. With the pasul al shok, the kamon, the shok is not included in the category of regel. He says, "You can't gam zrael stand in the chal yadav." Who is taber? See the top line. The next page, page 3 in your. Who is taber? The first one, Divrei Chavudas. The chol makom u'makom lefi minhago. The media who time el is varmish regimah shalachas alsam lo mikri erva b'shem de lo osibu lidei v'chule. V'chule mitiru. You know, it's also lush in the kiyah. Kev and the ragabu. Kidla kamal gabi kol v'seir. So he's saying, Divrei Chavudas, that all depends on his time and his place. And he was going on everything. Something was going on everything. Everything. If you look at the Kaf HaChaim, it's cut and bathed. It's Simon Ayat. I don't understand the Mechamudas. Against the Mishnah. Against the Mishnah. They don't say it automatically that Shulk is yours and sit ever no matter what. That's all the reason. However, the Tiferet Shmuel, also at the bottom of the Rosh, disagrees. He says, again, it goes over from one page to the other, and he says, Bafuke Mashaderach Nashim Liot Megulik on a pun of Asam of Yadayim. Avonir Beinai, this is again page 3. Bemekil Sheregilos Anashim Legalo Zero Sayim. Liot Meregilim Liot Pasuach Asamach Lidodel. I don't know, but it was only a modern invention. Zel Minigra Vikori Anibahem Chukim Lotovim Vitefach Bish Erv. Even if everybody goes that way. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Well, the Machlokas, the Mishnah Berurah, this question is a Machlokas in the Mishnah Berurah on one hand, and he has the Teferet Shmuel as an ally, and the Divrei Chavudas is Faket, as the Kappa Chaim says. The truth of the matter is, I wanted to bring a Raya from the Prima Gadol to be Maker. The Prima Gadol was born, and what did he show for? You already have Tefach. He gave three Terusim. Each one was a Chiddush, wasn't so posh. What were the three terusim? Quickly, what were the three terusim? One, it means acheres bochum mitefach. Two, it means shok bochum tefach bochum hiru. And three, it means bochum tenuah shabish. I could have given a fourth terus, which I thought would have been the best terus of all. I always thought it would be the best terus, if it's true, the best terus of all. Namely, the shok is objective error. Tefach is subjective, depends on the bochum and the zman. Shok is across the board, no matter what. Will that be a better terus? Will it be a gavaldic terus in discussion? I think so. And the fact that he doesn't give it, Simon, it's not true. I thought that people got it was a bit of a riot to be makel, like the Kappa Chaim Divrei Chavudas against the Mishnah Berurah and the Teferet Shmuel. A bit of a riot. Yeah. Yeah, but he throws everything together. He calls draw also. I don't think he's limiting himself. He puts everything in together. Now, of course, you have to be a little bit careful, and I'm having trouble with this. This is one thing I have a little bit trouble with. If you hold it as subjective, like the I think Shabbat Divrei Chavudas, how far do you go with that? I mean, there should be a limit somewhere. So I don't know what a limit is exactly, but may not necessarily answer whatever's called draw of a shok. If in that place, draw of a shok is always Megula. Now, that was Kiddush number 1, Mishnah Berurah, which is tremendous. Not Kiddush number 2. Kiddush number 2 of Mishnah Berurah is not his own, it's also Prima Gadol. He gives you exact geography. There's nothing to your imagination, almost nothing to your imagination, almost. He says this halacha is until the knee. That's it. The knee, That's the cutoff point. Let me ask you a question. When I was growing up, it was a big question by all the Beit Yankov. Now it's been resolved for Chumra, like most questions today. And that was, what about the knee itself? The knee, as far as the knee, you know, Ad Bechlal, or Ad Velo Ad Bechlal. You know, it's not the Ad knee, it's Ad Bechlal. What does it mean? So they always went to Chumra. I was around, there was still some people who said it was, you know, the cooler. The knee is not. He is not not a Malkum here. I thought Lefiz and Rehan, which that's out of Mishnah Berurah, learned that the shok is the thigh. And the question is the knee part of the thigh part of the word shok or not? So I thought the Beferish is possible that it's not. A possible. Not, I'm not bringing it right from an Akron or a Rishon or a Gemara or a Mishnah, but a possible. But the knee is not included in the word shok. That's correct. The pasuk by the Tosafot speaks about where will the, you know, the shchin ra, that chalila can afflict an individual. Where does, what does it say there? Afir kayim valashol kayim. Whatever it means, you see the chora at the berach. The knee is not part of the shok. If the shok means the thigh, the chora can offer the pasuk that the knee should not be included in the word shok. That is a hell. But the truth of the matter is, aliba the emes. I have to. You know, I cannot tell a lie. Aliba the emet, I think that the shok means the calf. Now, before you jump on and be ready to throw me out or walk out, let me tell you that I'm not just making this up flippantly one Thursday afternoon. Beferish l'chora, I mean beferish l'chadonish, kodem chazor. This is the whole paragraph of proving this before he backs out at the very end, and he brings rayus chazokus ma'ot. That's very hard to get out of. If you look carefully in the Torah of Menachos, Lamed Zayin says so, based on the Mishnah Olas in the first parak. The Rashba said before that the Shok is not a Makom Tanua Shabish. That they wore gym shorts thing in the old days. What do you think they wore? Gym shorts. The Max. What do you think that they wore gym shorts? The Samurai, I mean, from Shuto Med, that they wore, you know, if you read some, look at some of those, they used to wear. It's the wear till the knicker and things of that nature. So why there wasn't tenuah shavish? Because the calf was not covered by men in those days. But you get, I mean, you get to look from the history books. You get the impression that thighs in those days were covered. Beyond that, leave out history. Look in the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezra and Hilchos Chalitza Kuf Samapet. It tells you to take. He removes the chalitza shoe from the shok. You ever see a chalitza? Or you ever know anything about a chalitza? You know what it is? No one ever saw it. Anyone ever see a chalitza? So how far up did the shoe go? Are you kidding? They take the pants up and they move it to the knee or a little bit lower. And the chalitza shoe is on the calf. No one, I never heard in my life there should be a chalitza shoe on the thigh. Never thought. You see that shoe that was in the shoe on earth, the shoe means the calf. L'chor? Take a look in the Pasuk in Shoftim in Perek Tetzvav, Pasuk Chet. So that's about one of the fights. Shok al Yerek. You look carefully, you get the impression that the Yerek is on top of the knee and the Shok is under the knee. Look at the Metzudas there. And if you don't want to trust rabbinical sources, look at the new sources. Look at the. Look at the Das Mikra. Look at the Das Mikra. The Moshe Rav Kook Shok. The Ferish. That's coming from I don't know what he's worth. I don't know if he's a rabbanim who write it, but it's not coming from a B'nai Brak mentality, let's put it that way. And they say, but very, so that's the word shok means. Look from the Pazuk. Chazish goes the whole paragraph. At the end, he backs out. Why did he back out? Because if you're making all the women in B'nai Brak, in Vilna, wherever he lived in his whole life, they're going to be over Saldat. Because he always thought that the women would go and they wouldn't cover the, down to the ankle. You can say, well, stockings, but the stockings were see-through, more or less. It wasn't like the opaque or the black. Or the, so what are you going to do? It's crazy. You're making the Noshim Shukonius into Noshim Obertal. See back that. So I remember Benjamin Atzadik in one of his forum, maybe it's in the Beis Baruch, I don't remember exactly, says, oh, it's just a shame that the Chazanish backed out. I try to convince him that the Prima Gordon is a Pella, and Mr. Grusha never quoted it, because the Makaris, the Riot, the Brewers, and I think he's right. I mean, looking at the evidence, it's overwhelming.
No. So then if that's the case, then what happens? I mean, so then if of course the Chazus was up against the wall, how can it be? So I thought, the idea is I think, based on what we said earlier, the Divrei Chamud is setting itself with respect to the Krishna, he said it himself. That depends upon the time and the place. But the whole reason is the Mishnah Hirur, and if everyone goes that way, there's no Mishnah Hirur, there's Mutter with respect to Krishna. Perhaps we could take it a step further. Not only is it Mutter with respect to Krishna, maybe it's Mutter for the woman to go that way too. If all the women go that way, so why can't she go that way? What's the only respect we talked about earlier? Mentioned by Moshe. Why is it was a woman commanded to dress with tzniut? That's definitely the today's topic of tzniut. Why is she commanded to dress with tzniut? Because she's not permitted to put us to a creative situation where the man is mistakel shalom l'shem hanor and it'll come to the hero because it's considered makom mechusa. But if everyone goes that way, it's considered by definition makom megula. So what I'm suggesting, humbly suggesting, is that things can change. So the Chazanish does not have to back out from his whole mahalak. The mahalak is correct. In the Zman HaGemara, that was the din. And the Gemara is recording the din of Shabbismano. But in the Zman HaZeh, it depends on the time and the place. Maybe in Williamsburg, or in Meir Shorim, or Bnei Barak, the din is the same. I don't know, it's Basti Shroh. I don't know, I haven't read the small print over there. But presumably there may be some chumras that they have Maastricht, they should cover till the ankle. And if that's the minig in that place, that's the halacha. That is the din. But if you're maybe the more litvish circles originally, or the other place where the minig was that they wore, you know, they only covered till the knee. So that's the minig. So that's the minig. So it's mutter. You want to have the minig evolve? Is a good question. If the minig was when the Gemara was, it was us. But how did something evolve and it became mutter? Well, a million and one factors. How these things. It's not a sociology course, but things happen. People move. People this. So it influences, whatever. So things might perhaps change. Rav Moshe has a line which I think means this. I don't want to swear to it, but maybe it's what it means. If you look in, I don't know if you have the, Rav Moshe Shuvah Sevira film here. This is in Chelek Aleph Siman Samach Tet. I'm not sure what page it's on. It's a line which goes as follows. Page 24, can I see something? Page 24. Take a look. On page 24, start. One second. How come it stops in the middle there? Doesn't finish the chew. Well, I think the line I'm looking for is not here. I have to tell the people who have been running the store. They missed. They left the car after Shuva. So that's somewhere else. I don't see that anywhere. No. It's missing. Okay, you'll tell them they want a refund. So there are much of the following lashon. I'll read it to you. I have it written down here. Achesh Easter, Acher ben Noshim mitzin dat Yehudis, shlo lesnag the priestess, the Ksubas HaFayim Beis. Avol mitzad zeh, hu rak kishahi atma osaka. That the Yisra and Ksubas are invasion, she herself is a proof. What's proof to me? She breaks the gate, right? She's going against the Semitic. Ava kshederech kol anoshim v'ira kain. But all women go that way. Ein shayach la'akshav zeh the priestess. V'ein chilif ma'shenat zederech anoshim sh'v'ir oya mishum priestess originally. Da'al kolponim kevin sh'kenu derech l'vishotim v'iluchon. Ein la'akshav zeh the ma'akshav priestess v'leh zeh So I read this from this line of Moshe to me in this paragraph that the whole Gemara Super Saiyan days is as if she is going against the minig in her mouth. That's called priestess. The fence, you broke the fence. If the fence has been broken a long time, there is no fence. The fence was knocked down. So I walked there. I'm not breaking through any fence. There is no fence there anymore. Not called priestess. Now, you get the impression from Rav Moshe that he's saying this halacha not only with respect to the losing the ksuba, which is the gemara ksuba zayin beis, but even that, even with respect to the woman's own personal conduct. He's talking about midas chasidus, midas tzeira, and if you look in Rav Moshe's tshuva at the end of Siman Nun Zayin in Ebenezer,
he has a lashon with respect to the hair. We'll get to it later. Quote: Ulai das Yehuda tu rak within a minute. Shein lesa b'makom shlomatina shenagim.
Sounds like it's the holy status of it in the month, but it has a minute. They know that minute. So that would be mutter. So that's the case for women. Nashim Ksheir is to go with the dress to the knee. So that's the minute they have in their place. And that's mutter. And it relates to the sayer as well. You know, if you look at the monk Subasai and Bey, the Pashup Shad, you have to wear a woman who has to wear two hair covers. Ever seen Satma? Ever see? All, the seder. All, I think, all Hungarian Ksheir, I think. They wear a shetel with a hat on top. The chorus of Gemara Mufresh is that way. Subatai and Bay. How come others don't follow that? So I thought that was the answer. That Midas, Midin Torah, the Midas Moshe, what the Gemara they call, got one cover. And the custom which is referred to in the Gemara is two covers. But that may change. That may change. Possible. The Rambam, along the same line, you look carefully in Ilchot Yisurabiyah. Seems to say, if we take the word at face value, that an Isha Pnuya has to cover her hair. It's a Feresh. I don't know if it's in the Maramakam. It says, Achat Pnuya, the Achat Eshetish. Feresh. So the Bach says it means Be'ula. Doesn't mean a regular Pnuya, it means an Isha Be'ula. So the Dabba Merval brings it right from the Rishalmi. That the Pesula goes to the Chutzpah, Mishnah. Berosha Perua, Mishnah Ksubis, in the second, beginning of the second parak. So, so what does that mean? So, Be'ula, not Be'ula. So, Be'ula does. So, we agree Be'ula does. That's what the Rachonim say. But the Parsha Pshat is that the Araya is not necessarily Araya. Because if you look carefully in the post from some said an Arusa, we discussed before, an Arusa has to cover her hair. Arusa, some betrothal. If Arusa has to cover her hair, it's actually going to be Rosh Hashanah to the Chatzin a year later. So the Achronim say, what can you do? You have to say she has a dispensation to uncover it. Imagine that. She covered it for a year, now she uncovers it for a night, then she recovers it. My high. So the answer is, they have to say, Lachor, that there's no Easter of Das Moshe except with what's derived from Sota. You know the Moshe, right? The Torah is what you do by Sota. Any woman who could be like a woman who's charged and tried as a Sota, this is the right of she's only there uncovered. But that's the only woman who's A, married. You have to be married to be a Talmud Torah, right? It's Tua, you have to be. You have to be Be'ula. Be Baladei Shesh, because she was Baal, she was Baal. So only a woman who has already been betrothed and been fully married and ready to live with her husband, then she gives a Talmud Torah. So then it's a Dinda Raisa, Kipshuto, that she has to cover her hair. Before that, it's what we call Das Yudis. Das Yudis can change with many different things. They can start by Erisin and then they go off for that night to show that she's really a psula, then go back again. Well, possible. That's why I explained that Tanuya, a plain Tanuya, the Talmud Rambam had a minig from age 12, I think. So look at his payment of sources. And some people do it today. And they would cover their hair from age 12. But it changed. Every Tanuya is a bull. What's this? A college campus somewhere? That's all. Period. And that being the case, we're going to explain why a woman, when she's married, need not necessarily cover the heiress the second after the marriage, the heiress and the nizuin. She says she's under the chuppah, she has to cover here right away. So certain circles, and now the machmir, she has to cover the hair under the chuppah. She's not going to sit there with a kerchief to put on as soon as he puts the ring on. But they do it already before the wedding. They put on the hair covering. Or there's a machmir, they put it on in the yichud room. Maybe they make it that the chuppah is not really in the suit, it's going to be yichud. So the Rebbe Avadi Yosef writes that if you're a Sephardi, it's all right what we do today with the veil. If you're an Ashkenazi, you're no cool. You have to put on a shetel as soon as you go into the yichud room. Sorry, I don't have yichud, but that's today. They're not fully married. There's no one even to do it until they go home. That's just stuck. I don't know. You could say that the din d'oraisa begins after the bias mitzvah. So the das yudis was that calls man that she's married. She goes brosha perua kimo din mishnah with a veil. And she leaves the veil on for the whole class, so that's the minig anoshim, minig that's always, when I grew up, that's always was that way. And that's the daf yudit. And the chanami, so the woman who takes off the veil in the middle of the wedding, that bothers me very much. at one stream. So they said, what are you screaming about? You can see through it anyway, so it's no big deal. I said, no, the dark view it is that the collar goes with something on her head. But I was upset when it was taken off entirely. But the real chiyuv to cover kedushas kedin begins, you could argue, after the first, you know, after the bi'at mitzvah, because that's the din of das moshe, and before that, not. That. And with this, we can possibly malama tzchus a little bit on women who cover their hair partially. You know, the poskim say, Moshe, the others have it. The das moshe, it is the right to cover the hair, means to cover the majority of the head. That's supposed to say. Whereas das yehudit, it's to cover all the hair, except for leaving out a tefa. That's where Moshe is true, same as true. So we could suggest that as long as the person keeps das moshe, that means covering the majority of the head, that's the din the Torah can never change. But das yehudit perhaps can change. So maybe give him a lot of tzchus. In certain circles, let's be realistic. There are many women, we'll discuss later, who don't cover their hair at all, married women. So the woman said, look, where I come from, they don't cover their hair at all. I'm a tzedekis, I'll cover the majority of my head. So what are you going to get? You can tell you're not Torah. I'm keeping the din kadafi. We tell that to this, I'm from everybody else in my town. So how can you say I'm doing something wrong? Unless you'll say that someone who's violating a din d'oraisa cannot be brought to cheshbon when we're talking about the wouldn't count the goyim and their thing that they do. I mean, I don't know who you count. I imagine you wouldn't count goyim. So you can't count people who are, of course, doing shalok and din. That's a classic question, which I'm not sure about. Yes? That's a good question. Yeah. It's a good question. The answer is that the taboo against goyim was so strong that you couldn't equate the average reaction of a Jew to a goyish woman to the reaction to a Jewish woman. Intermarriage was taboo. You got a letter in the mail yesterday about this. That's a thing called the round table. And they publicized that maybe we should be a little bit more understanding of intermarried couples. So I got a letter from Yagud in the mail yesterday, but they say Chas v'Shalom, you have to have the taboo, and the taboo is what stops intermarriage and take away the taboo, then it's going to lead to more intermarriage. That's why the word came into my mind now. They kept repeating that word taboo. So I'm not taking sides in such a matter, what I'm trying to say is that you can't necessarily bring a riot from going. There's always one that's a certain distance built in. So you can't necessarily bring a riot from the going. Fine. So now we're left with only two things to discuss. Kol Ish Erva and Seiv Ish Erva. See if we can make the deadline. The Maharaj says Kol Ish Erva and the Mechaber in Siman I and Hey Siv Gibel, which you should have in front of you, says Yeshli Zoyer Mishmiyat Kol Zemer Isha Mishat Krishna. It's not Lashon Yeshli Zoyer. It's a strange Lashon Yeshli Zoyer. The Makaba knew how to say also. Said it many times over here. So the Ramoya Zafilu B'Ishta Abba Kol Arogo Goeno Erva. So the Mishnah Brewer writes, we'll see, before we get to the Yeshli Zoyer, I'll tell you already now what we started. The Rosh says, Kol Vish Erev here, now it's out, is Lishmoa below the Indian Krishna. Another with Krishna. So though we said before, the Gemara and Kavdal is doing Krishna, the Rosh says, no, Kol is nothing to do with Krishna. So we'll come back, that's what the Machabit Yeshli Zoyer, that's going to the Rosh, has nothing to do with Krishna. The question under Krishna, so what's the din? So what happened? Us the Mutta, what's going on? So the Mishnah Brewer writes in Sitkot and Yuzayin, Zemarisha, Afilu Panuya, unmarried. Ava Panuya, excuse me, Ava Shalomashas Krishna, Shari. Ava Shalayachavi, Mehonos Mizak, and Eshlayavu, they hear him. Zemarisha Krishna, and call our eyes, the Olamas of the Shema.
This is a Meshkebrua and Siv Katan Yud Zayin. So Moshe says, what do you mean? What do you mean? What does he mean when he says that it's Mutter? Mutter? You're allowed to have to hear the call from New York. So they have in the honest. They have in the honest, why are you listening? But the nice to listen to this voice, you don't have on the honest. What's that all about? Why are you bothering to listen? It's too loud. So Rav Moshe explains that in his Shuvah that you may have in our time, Kelek Aleph Simon Chav Vov. Which of us going to listen up? You have it? Please look at what page is this? 25. Okay. So there are measures the following phrase. We'll show you where to find it. Can cut off. Oh, this continues. This is 26. It's in the halfway on the second column. It says like this. The reason why it's mutter is ein lachash yichad lehanos. The af im yeshlem hano mishmiyas kol shira ein lahachshu ze hano me'o isha. The kamol kenem hayim lezame ish nami hoyo lehem hano de shmiyas shira. The kavonas of Mishnah Brewer, who she is kavon, they honest Mishmiyat Kalisha Shazu, done in the Sakal of Nehisha, they honest Miopia, Shagazesh, Shayak Lachas, the hero of Shakashkot of the Mishnah Brewer. In other words, you can like a tune for, you can hear it, you can like it for two reasons. One, it's a very nice tune, a nice word, a nice tune, and you have exactly the same anor if it was sung by a woman singer, and if it was sung by a man singer when it has a good voice. That's Muslim. By Kolisha Pnuya. Pnuya Tahora. That's Muslim. But if you're having a no because she's a woman, then it's up. That's where Rav Moshe learns Pshat in the words of the Mishnah Berurah. And he compares it to a Sakwit, which we discussed earlier today. Sakwit Pnuya is also the Mishnah Vinishmarka, if you're having a no. And so too, if you're having, they want to hear a voice of Torah, a female voice, also for the same reason. For the same reason. But if you're having hanor just for the sound of the song, even if a man would think it would be okay, then it would be all right. That's what the Rav Moshe shot in the Mishnah Berurah. By an ishes ish or a nida, the Mishnah Berurah opposite, the favorite. I want to know why is it up. I'm asking you a question. What do you, why is it up? The Talmud has a beautiful voice, will either they hear it because it's a gorgeous voice, and why not buy a snuya? Just as beautiful a voice to the clear which has the nation's dish. So why is one voice leads to thinking about sexual matters or things of this nature? And one will not. What's the head brother? So I thought the Chari see Klar from the Mishnah Berurah that the nature of the Easter of Kalisha is not going to cause hero. But cause hero will be the same thing if she's married or unmarried. Rather, the nature of the Easter is going to maybe lead to tell me it's a fantasy, it's crazy. It's a Gemara. It's a Chosh Chodesh Adar today. Gemara Megillah, Chapter Zrava Manal says, Yael the Kola Zinsa. Which means that the woman who sings, it depends how she sings. She sings a certain way, can maybe Bali Desnus. No, but this is always us. Yeah, true. But it depends how often it's us. If the woman is an Easter Erevah, be an Ish or a Nida, against the with the Chalila be Znus, low to be, Kare, or worse, then the Chazal asks even the Kalish. If I was an Isha Pnuya Tahora, in which case Znus is still Asr, but it wouldn't be such an Easter Chama Adro, with Kare, the skill of the work, then they never made it there. Because Kalish is the Pshuto is the Rabbanim, as the Post can say. They never made it there. And there are those who disagree with the Mishnah Berurah. If you look in the Altar of Poskim, he quotes the Be'er Sheva, says, no, Kol Isha Pnuya Tahora is Asur, against the Mishnah Berurah. What do they hold? Oh,
they hold Bishum Hirur. If you hold Bishum Hirur, then you have to ask it straight. No difference at all between a Pesulim and a Eishes Ish. But most Pesulim are like the Mishnah Berurah. They don't hold Bishum Hirur. We're not cautious to hear a voice. If you experience Hirur when you hear a beautiful voice of a woman, then you are not permitted to hear that voice. That's a double pasuk. The Sefer Chinuch writes in Siman Kuf Peches that the Torah gave certain minimum standards. But if you have something else which affects you and you know yourself, then you have to ask it for yourself. So that would certainly apply to the case of Kol Ishah if you have that experience. Yes. Goyish voice?
No, it's not
the quote that I'm saying that should be East the Gomer. Why? Because it goes fail comedy days nook. Especially today with another taboo, that's what I'm saying. That taboo has already unfortunately been weakened. So the Chazal presumably would after call Isha Nochrit as well. Now the sorry?
Can you include them also in Malbush?
No, we can follow the form and not the school. Not necessarily. Let's tell you go together.
What can you do
with the hold on, very good. Here's the question. What about a call of a radio? Let's start the most extreme case. The call of a singer who died. It was tough there. The cause it is, if the shot knows, I mean, should we have to go? She died. Dead. And you extend that a little bit. You know, you say, how far do you extend that? All right. She's alive, but she's in wherever she is, very far away, and you're hearing it on a recording. So, harsh, you could argue that maybe she should be mutter as well. So the poskim say so. There's a very good thing called snail lechem, which they're just selling at the farm sale. Which is Mata the radio, and he wants to say maybe with this he can be Malamat Chus on people who are Yerayim Mishleimim who went to the opera. You know, there's a certain place in Europe who are Rabbonim to go to the opera. So how can he? So maybe they held, he writes, that Kitten Gazana with the opera star, because now she's sitting up in the gallery and she's not. I'm hesitant to pass in this way, Lemaisa, because you have to make a low plug. You'll say, well, you know, she's ugly and she's fat. And that's all I think. You can't go with that with this kind of mouth. But the limit's close. But I would say when it comes to radio, there it sounds like it's a good header, and even television. Well, you can't have it in your house, but let's say you see it somewhere else. You know? So. Maybe you can even side of that. Look, if it's not going to, if it's a woman, if there's no visual problems, the voice problem, then I would even side of that should be mutter. I saw in the Yechav Adas, I believe he's not the radio and not the television. But that's only because of the hero of the what you're seeing. That all depends on the circumstances. It depends on the circumstances. I low plug. I wouldn't say low plug. It's not a real voice. It's really an electronic voice. Can't be up to the Megillah because we assume on the television hookup, so it's not the real voice. So low plug you don't have, and the hearer you may not have, and a shazus because you don't have. The pshuta should be mutter. Yeah. That's the issue here. But we assume there's no issue there because we allow it by a pnuya. That's the point I'm bringing up. Because you personally have a hearer, so that does it for you. But not an issue across the board. Now, I wanted to point out that there was some possibly going further than that and say it's mutter live the Kalisha's mutter as long as it's not a love song. The Stechema suggests that because you look at the Kalisha, but it's not there a lullaby because the baby's going to sleep, or Shirei Kodesh, that's Mishtami, he holds that. Wow. Hearing Shira coach the comedy, no, it's not shy. And others say, shy. That sounds like that. Yeah. Now the we mentioned before. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
See that?
I don't know. I can't come with it. I don't know. I just want to make another important point. We said before that the Shulchan Aruch says Yesh Lizor when it comes to Kaldisha, because the Rosh said it's nothing to do with Krishna. And the Mordechai quotes the Gaon, that has to do with Krishna. So there were those who made what I consider to be a fundamental error. If you look in the Mordechai, you'll see what they read the Mordechai to mean, no, Kaldisha is with respect to Krishna. So they understood it to mean that the only issue of Kaldisha is only by Krishna. They're not saying Krishna, there never was an issue of Kaldisha. So you can have slaves, you can have this, no problem. Only that's the Mishnah Krishna. I think it's simply a misreading of the Mordechai. Mordechai, the way I read it, says the Rosh says Kaldisha has nothing to do with Krishna at all. It's just across the border, sir. So it shouldn't be brought in there for Krishna. Whatever rules apply across the border, by Krishna too. And the Mordechai says, no, there's extra chumras with respect to Krishna. Extra chumras. Mevatli Yakavana. There's no chash of Inishmata, but Mevatli Yakavana is Krishna. That it will be Mevatli. That's what the Mordechai meant. He never meant that a kol Asian fish is mutish alo b'shat Krishna. I just think it's a misinterpretation of the words of the Mordechai which have found the end of Sefer Baruch. I just want to make that clear. And one final point about kol before we get to Seir, and that the Ramah is maker by kol arogil bo. As we saw earlier, we read it with his love from kol arogil bo. So the Mishnah Berurah understands it means speech. As opposed to singing, it means speech. Speech. So the Divrei Chamudos, we were there before Divrei Chamudos, we read Kuf Tev Zayin. Now if you look at Kuf Yud Zayin, he said, he quoted the Rosh we just mentioned a second ago. Here is a small Valolian in Krishma. So the Kuf Yud Zayin has Abba, but Mordechai calls the Mishkim Rabbeinu High, to call Hani in your Krishma. The Chayin Kosta be Almod, to call the Zemar, Afila be Ishto Erva for Krishma. Not all the war. So that's what these are going to mean. Not like these, I think, misinterpreted and understood when they saw the Mordechai and the Rehagom as the coalition by Krishna, Krishna only, and it's Mutta Shalom without Krishna. No, it's even Krishna in your own life. And it's Mavali of Kavan, even Shivan Sol Kavana. Zuyas Ahor, etc. Fine. Kazan Shulchanar, Yeshli Zor, the Krishna, the Dapta Kol Zemer, the Kol Dibura, Shemel Zemer, Shemedaberet, Kedarak, Mutta, Kamashi Kosta, Tamira, Ben Yonah. Alright, see what he said? Hecha number one, only singing voice, not a normal speaking voice. The word, the keyword is Kedarka. So the Gemara Kiddushin ashes Sheilat Shalom to this Kol Visharva. So I never knew what that meant until I was heard someone say, oh, like this, listen to this. I'm going to give you a bad impersonation. Hello. Exactly, you're making it. That's what it means. That's the Shela Shalom to Gemara Asu. It's only called Shemitaberet Tidarka, which is Muslim. Hello, that's Muslim. But the other kind of low is the other part. I guess it wasn't such a bad person, huh? So that's type of number one, called Zibur Rogium. Then he says, because of a ghost, my meaning, to who I did, the whole call a Rogium Bo, look, I see. What do you mean, who I did? He just said a speaking voice. So I read the Divrei Chamudos to mean that there's some lady out there, I don't know who it is, that you're regular to hear her voice. I don't know, you grew up in the same house, she's been singing the same tune every day since you're, and you're so used to it, that there's no one that makes no roshim on you, then maybe you'll be mutter. That's how I read it. I thought it was she passed on the previous cotton, that it's only the Shavhiru, and if it's regular galosim or regular lashir, etc., etc., then it'll be mutter. And I said the Rambam meant that also, not like the Mishnah Berurah. Because he said, I will call a Rogil Bo. Not call a Rogil. If he would have meant the speaking voice, as the Mishnah Berurah says, then he should have said call a Rogil. That's the speaking voice. But call a Rogil Bo, well, I don't make too much out of Dick Book, but Rogil Bo, the Chara means, not that she's used to say hello, but that he's used to hearing it. So I get that impression, it means that like we love Shabbat in the Divrei Chamudos. And if Rambam said it over here, maybe he would hold it by the Shalt and Torah earlier, we mentioned earlier about the, it might be subjective, like the different words against the Ferris Shul. That would be an important ally to have if you want to go pop against the Mishnah Berurah that we talked about earlier. Fine. But now, finally, let's talk about Seir B'Sheirva. And I'll try to finish in the remaining time if I can. The Gemara says Seir B'Sheirva. Quote the Pasuk of Shir HaShir.
So the Mechaber says in Siv Bei, Seir ish shel isha shedarko lechasol so also likros kenegdo afilu ishto ava besula shedarko lechasol kuro kurosh muda period. So our din tzara tarosh shiragilos latas chutz tamosin, so whatever sticks out past the hat, etc, etc. So the Mishnah Berurah has a chiddush in Siv Kotun Yud, a very big chiddush. V'da, second wide line. V'da, da'afilu m'derach isha zuba chavei roseh, v'also mokal melech v'gili arosh v'shuk, k'derach ha'pruto, osur. U'kemol l'inyon gili shoko v'osur b'chol gavni kanal to Sotun Beis. Now when it came to the Siv Kotun Beis, we weren't so sure that it was right. Remember we mentioned, just mentioned this earlier, that we thought maybe it should be Muslim, it's in a different Hamudah. Here he asks this again. Period. Aruch HaShulchan is famous for his argument in this point. Famous Aruch HaShulchan says here in Siv Zion and Siman Ayin Hey, the Bible understands that we're Rabbim, due to our great sins, the majority of the women in our place in Lithuania don't cover the hair. Therefore, there's no hearer. Therefore, if he's a woman that has the hair uncovered, you can say Krishna. And Rav Moshe is master to Aruch HaShulchan. He's one of the most halachal amaisa shayas we'll get in America. My mamish maisa b'chol yom. You know what? I hate to be contrary, but I have to say that I wanted to suggest a chumra over here. Yeah, I was naked before and it possibly suggested a kula when it came to this roa, but I wanted perhaps to suggest a chumra when it comes to the sale. How can I be? We always know that sale is more cow. For Raya, when it comes to a pnuya what? Sale is mutter, which is saw in the Machaber right against the Ramba and the Pashtan Ramba. And Roa is also by Pnuya, so my high. So I want to make the following suggestion. Listen carefully. Chazlin is a shayla. You see a woman, you're not sure she's single or married. She goes to Gili Rosh. Do you say Krishna connects or not? Bukhara, with Asim Shem Hirur, should be Mutter. You don't know she's married. Vahapol Simlo Kosulke. So it's awesome. Why? You have to say that Kravu Chachomim the Seir the Sua Kevin the Chayevus the Chatov Hasa'ua Ke'erva. End quote. What does that mean? It seems to me that the cause and effect when it comes to hair is different than everything else. By Tefach and Shok, why is it Erva? Because it causes hero. No difference. She's single, she's married, makes no difference. By Seir, it's not the way. She's single, there's no difference. Apparently, seeing the hair of a single woman, no matter how pretty she is, does not make it a hero. But rather, to quote in the spirit of Purim, it's benafel. It's backwards. It's a chiyuv to cover the hair. And we'll assume that the chiyuv the right, based on the positive thing, that's Moshe. I thought that chiyuv the right to cover the hair, the Chazal ran with it. And said, we have to declare, based on the chiyuv to cover the hair, that the stayer is now at the status of error. The Rabbanim should be like coal, like should have the Rabbanim. That's what Rav Moshe seems to say. In Evan Ezra Simon Nun Chet, he therefore says that even according to the Ramah, that Tochas Mitefa Pesora is Erva, but by Seir it's Mimuta. Why Rav Moshe says by Seir it's the key of the cover creates is in Erva. There's no key of the cover if it's just left in the Tefach sticking out. But other areas, it's the hero which causes it. Here it can be less than seven. That's the fact. That's what Moshe suggests. Oh. So I thought, there be shared with the Rabbanon, the Mishavur, the connection with the Rabbanon. It's based on the Doraisa. But I think there are three differences between the Doraisa and the Rabbanon. We keep the difference. Doraisa, if you know the Gemara, says in the Sechta, Subit is only Beshuk. Doraisa is enough that Tisi Rova Rosh. You see, you have a majority. And Doraisa, it applies only to a woman while she's married.